While dicamba labels for over-the-top application on tolerant soybeans have been pulled for the 2025 growing season, this broadleaf herbicide remains a powerful tool for weed suppression in South Dakota. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones reports that generic dicamba can be applied as a burn-down treatment with soil residual activity.
In soybean, again, there's going to be a place for it pre-plant, especially in places that have a really bad kochia problem. And where this herbicide shines is in the areas that are very dry, because the herbicide has high water solubility, so it only takes a little bit of water or precipitation to move this herbicide into the soil. And places where kochia are a problem, it's a good herbicide.
Jones notes that generic and brand-name dicamba, such as Banvil, Clarity, and Sterling Blue, are approved for grass crops such as corn, wheat, and sorghum, in addition to range and pasture. Remember, it's crucial to follow crop size restrictions.
For corn, 8 inches or 5 leaf stage, similar stage, 3 to 4 leaf stage with wheat, and then 3 to 5 leaf for sorghum. And if we apply it past that, we are really teetering a fine line for crop injury as well.
As with any herbicide, careful application is key, as dicamba drift and volatilization remain possible under windy or hot conditions. Jones recommends using the South Dakota Mesonet spray tool to identify ideal spray windows. For detailed guidance on dicamba rates, timing, and tank mix partners, consult the South Dakota Pest Management Guide. Find it by searching extension.sdstate.edu. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.